Most of us are pretty aware of what we need to do to improve the health of our heart, our bones, even our teeth. But what about your brain? Do you do brain gym occasionally? Last year, there was an estimated 459,000 people living with dementia in Australia. That's a heck of a lot of people. And, of course, that affected so many of their loved ones as well. But what if there was a way you could prevent developing such decline? Dr. Joyce Siet is a research fellow at the Australian Institute of Health Innovation at Macquarie University, and she's just started this initiative called Brain Boot Camp to try and get Australians' brain healthier. And she joins us now. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
Good to have you on. What's a brain boot camp involve?
So Brain Boot Camp is an initiative which has been funded by the New South Wales government to enable adults who are aged 65 plus to make small but important changes to achieve their better brain health.
So it's sort of keeping it limber, is it?
Yes, it is. So what we do is we try and guide seniors on how to improve their conditions, to identify what their brain health risk factors could be and to target those and make changes to their lifestyles.
Right. So it's a personal thing then, because you actually end up sending them a box, but nobody gets the same box.
Yes. So in some ways, yes and no. Everyone gets a box, and it's a tailored box where we invite seniors to go online to fill out a brain health profile. And this profile is personalised for you, where we target the risk factors for you and that you use the items within the box to help you form better habits.
Uh-huh. So what do you mean by risk factors? What are some of the risk factors that you mean?
So risk factors, I might jump back a bit and think dementia is often perceived as an inevitable, untreatable and unpreventable symptom of ageing. Incurable, yes, at the moment, but there is a large body of research in the field of dementia right now that focuses on how we can take care of ourselves. Evidence is strong. People can reduce their dementia risk by making these key health and lifestyle changes. But despite that, did you know that 1 in 5 Australians currently believe that dementia risk reduction is not possible?
Right. So we need to realise that it is something we can do something about. But is it sort of like osteoporosis, where they're telling us now to lift weights because that'll reduce, you know, the reduction in bone density? There's actually exercises and things you can do to keep your brain stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'll also go back to a step there. The latest research has identified that there are 12 modifiable risk factors, which is risk factors that you can change, that you can make right now. And these factors contribute to approximately 40% of your dementia risk. I won't list them all because there are 12, but yeah. For example, one of them would be like high blood pressure, diabetes, physical inactivity. Mm-hmm. So what we do is the box itself is designed to help each senior to identify their risk factors. And we want the identification process to give the seniors that, you know, the aha moment, the reason to engage, the reason to change. And we give you these tips on what you can do.
Aha, right. Okay, so mm-hmm. For some of them, if someone's filling out the survey and they say, actually, I don't exercise much, I don't walk much, then what would be in their box?
Yes. So their box would then have information that highlights, you know, physical activity would benefit your brain. What does it do to improve? So it improves your mobility, your strength, your general well-being. It gives some guidance in terms of what type of physical activity we would recommend. But we often make the suggestion that you always should seek your advice from your GP before you start any new exercise routine, because obviously everyone is different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's interesting, isn't it? Because exercise, so walking and doing physical exercise is actually keeping our brains healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
What, is there any particular sort of exercise that's good?
I don't really think any sort of exercise would be good. People recommend 30 to 45 minutes of a moderate intensity physical activity. I often suggest people to try a dance class because this crosses off many things on that list. You are learning something new, you are exercising, and you're making friends. So this type of physical activity is mentally and socially engaging, and it's fun.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's such a great mm-hmm. form of exercise, isn't it? And also it's complex because you're thinking, you're listening to the music and you're coordinating. So it feels absolutely. Like you're using more of your brain than when you're just mm-hmm. walking, and you can kind of go into autopilot.
Yep, that's right. So it's a bit more challenging.
Right. Dr. Joyce Sieti is with us. She's a research fellow at the Australian Institute of Health Innovation and working on a brain boot camp. So will you be tracking people who then apply and get one of your boxes? How will you keep an eye on them?
Yes. So the idea is to look at the change in their brain health profile across time. We encourage people to sign up for a box now, and then in 3 months' time, we will see whether it's made a difference in your brain health risk.
Right. What if they're not very good at being on the computer?
You can always call us. We can help you over on the phone. That's a good point, because it is targeting older people.
Yeah.
And there is, that is one of the concerns that we may run into, but there is a phone and there is a team ready to support you.
Terrific. Chris from Dundas has texted in saying, what about things such as chronic anxiety, depression, stress? Are they risk factors for dementia and mm-hmm. bad brain health?
Yeah, that's a great question. So depression is a risk factor that is in there. It is something to consider. We actually don't look at that within the box itself, but we do monitor your levels of anxiety and depression.
Uh-huh. And my mum, she loves to do the crossword every day, right? When we all went away together over Christmas, she kept asking us crossword questions, which I say were pretty tricky. Some of them. Are crosswords good?
They are. Yes, crosswords are good. So really anything that gets you to challenge your way of thinking, crosswords, learning a new language, learning a new musical instrument, all of these things that get you to learn something new are great. Things that are, you know, brain training games, they're also very good.
Brain training games, what are they? Mm-hmm.
So games that help you to think a bit more flexibly. So it may get you to, like you said, try some puzzles. It might get you to solve some mysteries, for instance. It might get you to think a bit differently. Anything that helps you to challenge yourself,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Well, I find the cryptic crosswords really challenging now. I don't think I'll be able to do them at 65. Well, it's a really interesting idea. So what is there a website people can or a number you could give out that people can check out if they are over 65 or have someone they love that would help with this?
Mm-hmm. Go to brainbootcamp.com.au to register your interests for a box and to find out more information.
All right, well, I'm losing you on the line. So it's brainbootcamp.com.au. There should be a number on the website as well. So if you have a relative who's not too good on the computer, you can check down the phone number for them, and that will be very helpful.